Today's readings touch upon a very challenging and difficult part of our relationship with God. Habakkuk spends his time as a prophet really wrestling with the fundamental difficulty of why it is that horrible things happen and God doesn't seem to hear the prayers of those who are making them for a better life. He's in a tough spot, and he's saying, God, we are crying out to you. There's this violence. Do something. In the gospel, the apostles want an increase in faith. There are challenges to the way they're living their life, and they want more faith. They need more faith because of what they are facing in the course of their life. And we know it is no different for you and me either. It can be very much the case that we ask God, we plead with God, we cry out to God that this or that thing will change or be solved or be made different. And it appears that God does not hear, that God is not listening. We pray and pray and pray that someone who is sick will get better, and they don't. We pray and pray and pray for peace, but violence seems to be the more important part. It happens all the time. We pray that people may have enough to eat. We pray for this or that difficulty in our lives that we may overcome it. We pray for the grace to avoid some sin in our life. And in the midst of it all, it can appear that God is silent, that God does not listen. Or if God is listening, God can sometimes appear not to care. These are not easy challenges. In fact, I would suggest that this challenge in and of itself is the most difficult for a believer. Put simply, it's the title of the book that Rabbi Kushner wrote after the death of his son. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that these things continue for people who seem to be living and believing? We can understand on some level that bad things can happen if we make bad choices. If a student chooses not to do homework over and over and over again, they shouldn't come as a shock that they might not do as well as they would if they were doing their homework. If we never show up at work, and I don't mean working from home, I mean we never do anything, we shouldn't be surprised if our employer begins to question why we're there and may ultimately fire us. So it's easy to see that in certain instances, consequences happen because of the choices we make. Moreover, we know that if we live a life that is completely unhealthy, the chances that we will get sick at some point in our life go up. If we've been a heavy smoker our entire life, it shouldn't come as a total shock that we might get lung cancer, for example. But these aren't the situations, I think, that Habakkuk and the gospel are addressing. These are not situations and circumstances where the suffering that's being endured seems to be the natural outcome or consequence of poor choices. Now, at some level, they are, but not always. And so how do we deal with these kinds of things? Because that's the fundamental question. The whole book of Habakkuk is really about how to deal with this. Kind of saying to God, help me with this because I don't understand why this is happening. But what does Jesus say in the gospel to the request of the apostles to increase faith? He really begins to say that the bare minimum for a life of faith is to do what God wants. That the starting point for a life of faith is an openness to living the way of life that God sets before us. That's the minimum. We can't begin to say or take credit if we aren't willing even to do that. And then conversely, it is recognizing that there is a way of seeing and viewing the world that helps us. And so when we go before our God, when we live our life, the question is really about how is it in our life that we can see the world the way that God does? Because therein is part of the challenge. In the first reading, people aren't being faithful. They're overcome, they're succumbing to a way of life that's really hideous and horrible. That's why Habakkuk is being sent, to remind them of the way of God. That's what God is going to share with Habakkuk. In the gospel, we know that there's a lot of injustice in the time of Jesus. People are not being treated well. People are not living well. The first fruits of their work is not going to God, it's going to other things. People are okay with the injustice that some can afford to eat, but others cannot. People are okay with the difficulties that they see in their life, that some are cast aside and forgotten, while others are wealthy and are allowed seemingly to get away with doing nothing at all for the good of their neighbor. Such is the challenge of these readings. And so, what is the solution to this problem? Well, first of all, I'm not going to lie, it's a difficult problem. St. Thomas Aquinas said it was the most difficult problem in terms of faith. Why do bad things happen to good people? For Thomas Aquinas, the answer was because in the midst of this, God permits evil so that good things can come from it. Sometimes God permits evil as an admonition, because without it, we might not be seeing a need to convert, and we could die in our sins forever, and that would be horrible. Sometimes in our life, we can't always see the entire picture, and so by permitting this evil, God enables us in faith to know that some good is happening somewhere, even if we can't see it. Most importantly, the gospel tells us that in every difficult struggle and question, the answer is not to give up. The answer precisely is to seek God more fully, more completely, so that in our relationship with God, even in the midst of difficulties, we can find that we are fulfilled in this relationship and ultimately brought to a better way of life because of what God longs to do by saving us.